So we're starting learning Daf Lamed Aleph, and we're starting the Mishnah Lamed Gimel on the base. So there's different things in that the Chazal learned out from the Psukim. Some things have to be buried, and some things have to be burnt. You know, we're going to see in the Mishnah, but one of the examples everyone knows about is like, you know, chametz before Pesach, you have to burn it. That's the Din Sreifa. You don't, can't bury it, you have to burn it. If you want Mandiyama at least. So that's going to be the discussion, the certain Nekbarim and certain Nisrafim. These are the things that you have to bury. Kachim shehapila, a kachim that gave birth to a nefel, you know, a dead baby. You cover it, you have to bury it, because you can't do anything, you can't be paid it, and you can't use it for carbon. Hepila shilya, if it was mapil, even a sack, also to cover it, because we have a klal, ain shilya b'loy vlad. No such thing as a shilya, we add a baby in it. V'shahar nisko, shahar nisko also has to be buried, because also bahana. What? The buried? No, it does. Oh, Charles is going to go. It's going to say in a second that I wanted the word to cover. It's going back and forth. I don't know. It's a good question. I know. It's twice to cover.
And yeah. It says by two.
Mm-hmm. Buried. Okay. Shara Nisko, Ve'egla Harufa, Ve'tzipayr Mitzayr. Shara Nisko is a behema that murdered a person, so he's. The Shara is Chayev Misa and also Bahana. Evegla Rufa is a behemoth you bring for, you're not sure who murdered a person. You bring Evegla Rufa, Tzipari Mitzayra is, you bring two birds for the Tahira, for the purification of the Mitzayra, you bring two Tzipari, two birds. One of them you send away, that one is not also Bahana. Why? Because you send it away, someone might shecht it. It's the one that you shechted already, that's also Bahana. Veseir Nazir, the hear of a Nazir, and it's moving the Gemara, Pashtus. We'll see the Gemara, but the passage will be either Nazir Tomei or Nazir Tahar. When he cut his hair, that hair is Asa Bahana. Upeta Chamar, that's the firstborn Chamar, before you paid it with a seh, before you give the Kayin a sheep, the halacha is that Peta Chamar, that Chamar is Asa Bahana. Basa Bachalav is Asa Bahana also. We know Basa Bachalav is Asa Bahana. That means if you make a mistake, make, you know, a Basa Bachalav, you can't give it to your household help. Non-Jewish household help. Why not? Because you know, have anah from Basav Chalav. You can't even give it to the animal. You have to bury it. You have to get rid of it. Chulun Shnitzchu Ba'azara. Another example is Chulun Shnitzchu Ba'azara. Also, Basav Anah, you have to bury it. These are all the Nekbarim, according to Tanakama. Shimon Eimer, Chulun Shnitzchu Ba'azara, a Chulun that was shechted in the Azara, Yisufu, it should be burnt. V'chein Chaya Shnitzchu Ba'azara also should be burnt. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is because Kachim, we know any Kachim that got psul in the Beis Hamikdash, you have to burn. So, you get mixed up. You see chulun shnitzchu ba'azara, you don't see on the behemoth that it's chulun. Maybe it's kachim. And you see you bury it, you think you can bury kachim. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon said, you always should burn the chulun shnitzchu ba'azara. I get tain a chaya. Everyone knows a chaya is not brought in the Beis Hamikdash. Everyone knows chaya is not kachim kudosh aguf. So, still, on that you say a loy plug. So, therefore, v'chein chaya also, shnitzchu ba'azara, the halacha is that you burn it. Ve'elu hein anasrafim. These are the nesrafim. Chometz bePesach, Yisarif. Chometz Pesach, you burn. V'truma Temeya, and truma that became Tamei, also you have to burn. V'arla beKlai Kerem. Arla is the first 3 years of a tree, and Klai Kerem is Klaim. It's something you mix together, wheat with seeds of grapes. So all these things, darken list rapes, Yisarif. Whatever is normal to burn, you have to burn. For example, anything that's salads, you burn. But if it's mashke, you can't burn it. Let's say it's wine, you can't burn it. So then you buried it. If it's dark in the cover, you cover. If it's wine, which is, you know, mashkin, you should just bury it. Now, another halach is that truma tamei, even though you have to burn, it's not osa bahana. Umadlikin, bepas v'shem v'shal truma, you could be nene from the fire. You could, you know, you need firewood. You could use the pas and shemen of truma for firewood, and be nana from it. Even though you have to burn it, you still can be nana from it. Kol ha-kachim shenishchutu chutz l'zman chutz l'mekayim. When all kachim that was shechted chutz l'zman chutz l'mekayim, these are pigle. Harel yisru, you burn it. Because you just said before, anything that's in the Beis HaMikdash that was possible, it's chayiv shreifa. Oshem talui, you're sorry. Oshem talui, that's not going to be completed with the same level, explain a second, Yisar. What does that mean? Also, tell you bring, if someone's not sure if he ate chaylev or shuman, he has two pieces of meat in front of him, and he ate one of them, he's not sure if he ate the chaylev or the shuman, which is kosher. He's not sure. So halacha is, until he figures out what he did, he brings an Ashram Tali to protect him from Yisurim. So let's say he shechted the Ashram Tali, and then he finds out that, you know, he never did a chet, or whatever, he ate the Shuman. So what do you do with the Ashram? He can't eat the Ashram anymore. So what do you do with it? You burn it. Ashram, what?
Even if he did eat it.
I know. But Rashi says the case is Shaloi Chata. If you could explain to me why Rashi says that, I'll be very happy. I didn't find anyone who talks about it. Rashi says the case is, B'koidim Zrikas Dama, Inoidilai Shaloi Chata. I don't know why he says that. I don't know if he found out he did something with Vada. Yeah, I don't understand why. Maybe, the only tzad I have is that maybe if you found out the Vada, you could still bring the Ashram Tali to protect you from the Yisurim until you bring the Chatas. To bring the Chatas. But here you don't need any protection.
Can't eat it then.
What? No, it may come. It's still called Ashram, could still protect you until you bring it. Maybe Rashi for some reason picks it this way. And the article also brings it to Rashi. We don't bavan the question, so I don't know. Okay, so it's chulin ba'azar already a shtickle because you already found that you were a chayta, so therefore you're sorry. Rabbi Yehuda Emir Yekavi, you bury it. Chata sa'oif haba al asafik. Chata sa'oif that comes on a safik tisarif. You should burn it. That means someone is a suffix if he had a vlad or not, because he had a nafel, he wasn't sure. So you can't, you have to bring maybe a carbon yulad, but you're not 100% sure. So you bring the chatos, but you can't eat it, you burn it. You don't have to burn it, you could just cut it up and throw it into the, there's like a little like a, what? What's the case? Where Isha wasn't sure if she gave birth. She gave a nafel, she wasn't sure. So according to the Tanakhama, you burn it. Buddha says you cut it up and you put it into the Amas HaMayim that goes through the Beis HaMikdash. And since it's a oif and soft, it'll melt up and break up into pieces and go down the river. Kol HaNikbarim Lo Yisrafu. Anything that we say in the Mishnah that has to be buried, you're not allowed to burn. Kol HaNisrafim Lo Yikvaru. And anything that's supposed to be burned, you can't bury. You can't change. You have to do what it says. Rashi says the reason why the Nisrafim you shouldn't bury, because maybe someone will find it and eat it. It's buried, maybe someone will find it and eat it. That's what Rashi says. So therefore, anything that's supposed to be burnt, and you can tell me, so how do you bury things that's supposed to be buried? Also, someone might find and eat it. So there, the Tesh Yontov, I think, says that the Vartis, since it's not possible to burn those things, so you have to bury, you have no other choice. And we'll see why you're not allowed to burn. Anything that's buried, not allowed to burn. We'll see in the Gemara why. Chol Nisrafim, anything has to be burned. Lo Yikvaru, you shouldn't bury. Chol Nikbarim, lo Yisrafim, both ways. We'll see in the Gemara. Lord explain why the Nikbarim, lo Yisrafim. We'll see in the Gemara why. Ruda Ime, and Rotz Lahachmal asked, listen, if it's a Gemara, Mashiach, you're allowed to burn if you want to burn the Nikbarim. Amalai, inim with Lashani. So you're not allowed to change. But kids, so that's the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a bunch of Nikbarim, a bunch of Nisrafim, and we've learned also you can't change it up. Dr. Maravaita. Sar Nazir Yakovit. Said in our Mishnah that one of the Nikbarim, one of the things that have to be buried is Sar Nazir, the hair of a Nazir. Romulai Tavi the Rav Nachman. Tavi asked the Kasha to Rav Nachman. Tanan Sar Nazir Yakovit. Said in our Mishnah, Sar Nazir, one of the examples of the things that have to be buried. But Aminu asked your Kasha, it says in the Mishnah, Ha'irek. It says the Mishnah Arla, Oreg Malay Asit Mitzemer Bechar Bebeged. Malay Asit means from between your thumb and your finger. That's what Malay Asit means. That's what it means. So Oreg Malay Asit Mitzemer Bechar Bebeged. Yedalek HaBeged. If someone sews into a Beged Mitzemer Bechar from a Bechar, Malay Asit, Talaka, you have to burn the Beged. Mesar Nazir. Upetach amar besak yedalei kasak. If someone uses hair from a nazir or from a petach amar or from a sack yedalei kasak, you have to burn the sack. Now it picks sack by sar nazir because that's usually out of hair you make a sack, not clothing. And it says by tzemer bachar by a beged. But both things, what does it say? That you burn it. So what do you see from here? That sar nazir you have to burn. Amish says sar nazir you cover. Here it says Sar Nazir, you burn. Amalei, Kam Benazir Tamei, Kam Benazir Tahar. Here we're talking about Nazir Tamei, and here we're talking about Nazir Tahar. That is the difference. Nazir Tahar, the Torah says you should put it under the pot when you're burning it. So there we see burning. By Nazir Tamei, you could bury it. Good, Moshe, you got it? Amalei, Shonis Naza Naza. The answer Naza Naza. But also in the same two brises, Mishnah and two Mishnayis, it says Petach Amar Astira. In our Mishnah says Petach Amar, you have to bury. And here's Petach Amar, you have to burn. Shonis Naza Naza. Petach Amar Kasha Ishtik Loi Amalei Loi Midi. He was quiet. He never answered that. So Amalei. So because Tavi asked Rav Nachman's question. Rav Nachman answered him Kam Naza Tamei Kam Naza Tar. Then he asked him, what about Petach Amar? And Rav Nachman was quiet. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman told Tavi, you have some good tarets? Amalei, Hachim Rav Sheshes, Kam V'sak, Kam V'sar. Answer all the questions. Here's a sack, here's a sar. Then buy a sack, you have to burn it. Why? Because if you bury it, it won't get decomposed. It'll stay whole. So a guy might find a sack and use it. So you have to burn it. But as you can hear, here it's fine if you bury it. No one can, no use to it. Here it's just get like, you know, disintegrated in the ground. It's not a whole sack. And therefore, there you can bury it. Itmanami Rav Yezbar. You know, kamisar, kamisar. Once we're a sack, once we're a sar. Rav Yez, loza imer, kam benoze tohar, kam benoze tomek. He said the same terrors as before. Here's benoze tohar, here's benoze tomek. Amalei. So yes, Mastam Akash, there's nothing to do with the chesmen over here. Amalei levato sak beruba. What, we have to get back to this man name is Nazatar Nazatami. We have to get back to the answer Petach Amar. We'll see in a second. But like, first, he asked Bakasha, he says, every time you put this, you sew this into the beggar, why isn't it a bottle? I'm going to vatal sak baruba, she bottle barayv. Amra papa vitsi pirusa. He made like a bird into the, he wove a bird into it. And si pirusa, therefore, it has a chashiva, so it's not bottle. What was the question? The design, yes. So the design itself has, that's it's not bottle, because it has a chashiva by itself. So therefore, that's why you have to burn it. Bring them out, it's Bruce Lushafun, just cut it off. Amr of Yemi, you're right. If you cut it off, then, first, let's see the Gemara's Torah. It's Amr of Yemi, Hamani Yehudi Yidamba, and writes the Hakma Asma, Lushafun, if you want to burn the Bikbarim, it's Mutter. Amalei, Kakashalei Lushafun, take it off. And you're saying you have to burn it? Doesn't look like Rabbi Yehuda? Doesn't make sense. What are you answering? Gemara Hakikamina. Efsher Lushafunu Mutter. If you could take it off, good. Amalei, if you can't take it off, then Ukma Karav Yehuda, which means he can't take it off. So the question is, back to the first question, why one says the Kabar and why one says the Srafim? The Gemara says, Ukma Karav Yehuda Dama, and Ratzel Hachmal Atzmai, Lisraif as a Kabar Meshoy. The reason why it says Srafa here is to teach us that you could burn it if you want. That they could burn it if you want, but Amish says the mitzvah L'chatchila has to be Mekaver. And here it says to burn it. Here it says Lisraif to burn it. Look at the Gemara Vait. So we had in the Mishnah all the Kbarim, and now we're talking about the Nesrafim, the things that have to get burnt. Chometz be Pesach Yisarif. Chometz on Pesach, you have to burn. That's our Mishnah. So Sosim Otana Krav Yehuda, Stam Mishnah like Yehuda, Oma, Ein Bir Chometz Elos Reifa. It's a Stam Mishnah like Yehuda holds that the way you get rid of Chometz is Dafko with Reifa, not with burying it. Truma Temeya Va'arla. Hakeitzad, oich. It says in the Mishnah, "As darkam l'sreif yisreif." As darkam l'kaver yikaver. So what does that mean? Hakeitzad, oichlin b'sreifa mashkin b'kvura. Oichlin, you make sreif on it. The mashkin can't burn it. Therefore, you bury it. Look tomorrow about the chatas oif. We have Yehuda Shita that says you put it into the amas hamayim. Tanya on Rabbi Yehuda chatas oif habala sofik yitulen al ama. You throw it into the amas hamayim. Unatcha eva ever. You cut it into pieces. A zarkon la ama. You throw it into the amas galgal. That's why lechas on nachal kidron. It rolls all the way to nachal kidron. So tomorrow about here's the last gemara. Calling the gabarim lo yisreifa. We learned in the Mishnah that something that's chi of kvura you can't burn it. Something that's chi of sreifa you can't bury it. My time. What's the reason? It should reflect that. Meshum, the Nekbarim, Ephron, Osir. Nekbarim, the Efer is Osir. It means if it decomposes, it's still Osir. When it's Srafim, Ephron, Mutta. But if you burn it, the ashes is Mutta. And therefore, you can't burn the Nekbarim because it should really be Osir, the Efer. And you think it's Mutta because you burnt it. Right, the Gemara of Nekbarim, Ephron, Osir. If something has to be buried, the Ephron is Osir. The Eif is also Vatana Tain Lunta Nebraisa. Dam Hanida is Matame. Now, Dam Hanida is Matame, say if it's wet, say if it's dry. And Basa Meis also is Matame, say it's wet, say if it's dry. But what happens if it's Shenifrechu? It got so dry that it falls apart. The Halacha is Tahirim. It's Tahir. It's not Matame anymore. My life, Tahirim Mutarim. Isn't it Mutar now also Mutar Ba'anot? We know Basa makes it also Ba'anot. It sounds like here it's Tahirim Mutarim. So you see that the Nikbarim, Afron is Mutar. Zok Tilmar Loi, Tahirim Ba'asurim. It's Tar, but it's really awesome. It's really also Ba'anot. Masiv Ra Pinchas, Oyla Sa'if. You know, Oyla Sa'if, you burn most of it on his Ba'ach, but part of it you mismatch at a dam, but the insides, like the kishkis and the feathers, some of the feathers, you bury it. You bury it in the side of Mizbeach. You throw it in the side of Mizbeach and you bury it there. So Eilus Aif, the Elam Rems Mizachim, was hard to throw it. They used to throw it across the Mizbeach and landed it right next to the side of the kevesh. Eilus Aif, Shesmat Adama, he already crossed, squeezed out the dam on the side of Mizbeach. My Rasa Vanoitza Shalal Yotsu Mudem Ila. There's no Me'ila anymore. On those things, on the feathers and on the insides of the kishkis of the oilam. My love, yotzu mudem ilo mutarim. Sounds like there's no me'ila and it's mutar. It's one of the nikbarim, and we said nikbarim, the afron's also. So, yotzu mudem ilo v'asurim. It's no me'ila anymore, but it's also. It's still also. So, adkan, nikbarim was saying that really afron's mutar, and the two places that we thought, wait, it's mutar, no, it's really also. Zok the Maravaita all the way around. The Srafim the Hekdash Afra Mutta, you tell me the Srafim Hekdash the Afra is Mutta, Vatayun to the Raisa, calling the Srafim, all the Srafim Afram is Mutta. All the Srafim, the Afra of its Mutta, Chutz me Afra Ashera, besides for Afra of Avid Zoratri, where Afra Hekdash the Oilam Asta. And Afra Hekdash is the Oilam Asta. And first the Gemara explains why does it separate Afra Ashera with Afra Hekdash. Why? Asherah, it's possible to be matir. How? If the guy himself is a vatal the Asherah tree from Vadizara, then the Eifah can be mutter. Hektish ain't levitel lamas. It's not bottle. What? No, not marav means it's in the Brice, doesn't say it together. It says, chutz ve'eifah Asherah, then it says, ve'eifah hektish lo'ilam aser. It says two separate things. You should say like this. It sounds like two separate things. Chutz me'efa ashera, me'efa hekdesh lo'olam aser. It sounds like two separate. One says lo'olam aser, one says lo'olam aser. So two questions. First of all, it's separate, and it also says two things. Say efa ashera v'hekdesh. Why say efa again? The word efa twice. Efa ashera v'hekdesh. Why say it twice? Teretz is, it sounds like two separate things. Also lo'olam aser was lo'olam aser. So saying the difference is that avayzara tshayach to have bittul. Hekdesh is no bittul elam. It means it's also enough forever. So what does it say? Ketani mia, efa hekdesh lo'olam aser. It says efa hekdesh is lo'olam aser. So how can you tell me that efa of hekdesh is mutter? Here it says efa hekdesh lo'olam aser. So we must have two truths into this. Amar Rav Machama. One Teretz is like this. Going to nafa la deleika v'atzi hekdesh me'aleha. The law of inish the limbal the lefik afron lechulin. He says if someone burns hekdesh on purpose, so he's doing me'ila, so he mitzi lechulin. Then you can hear that the efer is mutter bahana. But if it burns by itself, no one did a ma'isa to be mitzi it from hekdesh to mitzi it lechulin. Then the halacha is that it's not. Then the halacha is that it's not mutter bahana because no one's ever made mile in it to bring it lechulin, and therefore that's the case. The case where it's asavana is nafal dleika ba'atzi hekdesh me'aleha, therefore it's asavana. So really, efron hekdesh is mutter bahana. The case is here, it's asavana is where it happened by itself. Teretz number two, Rav Shmaya Omar, ki tan yahom asnito v'chumas hadashan. When it says efron hekdesh is asa, it's dafka v'chumas hadashan, tanya. The lo'olam asa. That's asa lo'olam. The Tanya, it says in the pasuk by Tumas Adashan, it says, "Beherim es Adashan asher toichal eisha sa'ola al mizbeach v'somai eitz al mizbeach v'somai." We dashan three things in the brisa. Ki Tanya, he misit the Tumas Adashan Tanya loyelam asher. The Tanya looked at the brisa v'somai. First of all, has to be benachas. You put it down. You don't throw it down hard. You put it down benachas. V'somai kuloi. The whole Tumas Adashan needs geniza. And with somebody shlo yefazer, you shouldn't throw it around. So what do you see? You see somebody kula. You see he needs geniza, and therefore it's asa bahana. So here's a case where efa hekdesh asa bahana, but avada the rest of the efa hekdesh is not asa bahana. Had the malach yes because mizbeach shlikulam mustachdas t'muva.